Venezuela is on edge as opponents of authoritarian President Nicolas Maduro plan a massive protest for Saturday. The U.S. is backing the opposition and has not ruled out sending troops. If that happens, Maduro warned yesterday the U.S. may face a, quote, Vietnam War in Latin America.
Maduro has survived challenges before, in part because of the support of the Venezuelan army. I spoke today with Milos Alcalay about this. He was a Venezuelan diplomat for many years and lives in Caracas. Alcalay told me he hopes and believes that for Maduro, this time is different because of the man who has unified the opposition, Juan Guaido, the head of the Venezuelan National Assembly and self-declared interim president.
He is now one voice for all the different political parties. This is very important because before of that, there were many, many leaders who were having from different political parties their perspective. But in this moment, there's only one voice, the voice of the president of the National Assembly, who constitutionally is also the president ad interim. And this has made a hope for all the Venezuelans to arrive to the democratization. So while we are in this process, the government has reacted very violently with 40 manifestants who were killed, with hundreds of Venezuelans in prison. And of course, this has a very strong impact of people who do want to return to democracy and to freedom.
People are also watching the military closely. Right now, the army supports Maduro. The top brass has stood by him. What could change things?
The things can change for three important reasons. One is the people. We have a Venezuelan spring, the people in the street, this expression of a river, a human river of people who are supporting Juan Guaido. And this is one very important component, the support of the people. The second important component is international support. Many of our neighboring countries are suffering of the presence of more than 3 million Venezuelans who, because of the situation, have gone to Colombia, Brazil, Ecuador, Peru, creating a lot of social problems. And the solution of Venezuela must be made in Venezuela. And the only reasonable way is to push for elections. And the third component is what you are saying, the military. Of course, the military are, especially the command of the military, are government, but there is a lot of unrest in the military forces. You can see that there are more than 100 military who are in prison. Thousands of military have stepped out from the army. And of course, this huge corruption that existed has made the sort of complicity with Mr. Maduro. But there is unrest.
Would the opposition welcome or discourage U.S. intervention in the form of troops?
Of course that the opposition would like to get rid of this dictatorship through peaceful ways. But nevertheless, if the government continues harassing and continues killing the demonstrations and putting in prison, I think that in order to survive, any help will be received. Hoping, I insist, that we continue as much as possible on the diplomatic solution and the multilateral solution.
If there is a peaceful solution, what would it look like?
In the history, there are examples of a president who recognized that the time is over. The time of Maduro is over. And the time for democracy is to reconstruct the institutions and to have free elections that will allow us to return.
Milos Alcalay, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for the interview and good day.
That's Milos Alcalay, a former Venezuelan diplomat. He now supports opposition leader Juan Guaido.